We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Royals are 11-6, and there's always this question of, all right, how much can you give credit? How much can you blame a manager across a winning or a losing season? And as I said to start the hour, last year, I don't know how you could possibly judge Matt Cotrero. 56-win season, first year, the roster turnover that we've seen for this year tells you all need to know. That was not a roster that was, I don't care who the hell the manager was. I even said this a couple years ago when Mike Matheny was the manager. Like, I don't care if you, whoever you consider the greatest manager of all time, how many more wins would last year's team have? So I kind of just said, all right, last year to me was a free pass type of season. This year, you got some more talent, maybe some expectations. Let's see how you do. And I know it's only mid-April, but so far, man, you got to love the buttons that Q is pushing at this point in time, in particular with sure. The bullpen. Not only do you have one of the best teams record-wise right now, but I think it's a big deal when we have the conversation about Will Smith. And we brought this up late last week, how he handled the decision the prior weekend in the ninth inning when Will Smith was struggling. And he was willing to make the switch. And they win that game because he switches to, I think it was MacArthur in that particular instance. You know, he publicly having the guys back, but also still willing to make the move in a game. That's a big deal. And I love seeing that already. Like there's a willingness to, you know, not overmanage by any means, but man, right now it seems like you're pushing all the right buttons, specifically with the bullpen and the usage there.
I kind of gave Q the pass year last year, 'cause I'm like, yeah, look, I don't think the talent's there. I don't know what he's supposed to do. And I think as a manager who is fundamentally changing the way an organization operates from about 50% of the time we're using analytics and whatevs, and then to a 100% we are by the book, by the numbers. That is how we operate as a unit. And I understand there's like a little bit of flexibility in there, but way less than there had been in the past. That it was going to take a year to put in those processes. This year I've been very impressed specifically with bullpen uses. Now I'll admit, the starting pitching is probably making those decisions a little bit easier.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, the level of starting pitching they're getting is probably making those decisions simpler. But like last night, to go back, he got asked in postgame. He got asked by Joel or whatever, like, hey, you know, you went back to a guy after an off game. He's like, not going back to it. The numbers say he's a high leverage guy. We are going to use him in leverage. So just because he was bad in leverage on Saturday night does not mean we're not going to use him in leverage on Monday night. Or Sunday night, then we're not going to use him in leverage Monday night. So they went right back to him, even though that was the case. And I feel like he's just sticking to the guns of this is what it supports. Like, go back to Saturday's lineup is kind of an interesting case of that. Vinny Pasquantino is the hottest hitter in the entire lineup. He is the second best hitter, maybe to Bobby, on the entire team. And on Saturday, he did not play Vinny Pasquantino. Not because he was cold. He didn't play Vinny because he had a lefty, which every metric suggested this guy was so much worse against righties. You had no choice. He put an all-righty lineup that had Nick Lofton hitting cleanup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know about this. What did they do? Scored 11 runs and won. So, like, it just seems like a lot of it's working.
I think, this will be something to track all year. Look, they hired him. Part of the reason, Cody, was he buys in the analytics. He came over from the Rays. We know they wanted to shift more in that direction. Didn't mean they didn't have analytics in the front office before, but prior regime wasn't willing to maybe go all in the way this regime is. They also needed a manager that was willing to go all in with it. Now there's that balance because I hope we're having conversations that this team is, you know, basically playing playoff type games in September, right?
Please.
But the only tricky thing with this is what you said, which is like, he just went with the analytics. There's always that we saw this play out in the postseason.
The Tampa Bay Rays World Series is definitely the one.
Was
you're
it Kevin
mention.
Cash?
Cash pulled a guy after five innings,
and
even though he was dominant.
And it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always in the back of my mind of like,
he was on that
being
coaching staff
100% on the analytics. Like, to me, there still is a little feel you got to have in a bounce, and we'll see as time plays out.
But I thought the Will Smith thing is what showed feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will Smith was their closer. He is a leverage guy for them. And then when he got in trouble, like you mentioned, they pulled him.
Yeah, no, and I love that. I love seeing that. And Matt Quatrero's got the fourth best odds, guys, to be the American League Manager of the Year. The Orioles manager last year won it, if you were sure. curious. And here's where the other managers that are quote-unquote ahead of him for Manager of the Year. A.J. Hinch in Detroit makes sense. They're off to a really nice start as well.
Although a worse start than the Royals.
And as I'm saying
and we're expected to be better than the Royals.
I tweeted out last night the odds fourth. As I just pulled back up, he's now second. So he's actually improved. Oh. Other people bet on it after last night's game.
Noted.
Yeah.
So he's only behind A.J. Hinch?
He's only behind A.J. Hinch. He was 8-1 or 9-1 last night, fourth best odds. Just pulled it up. He's only behind A.J. Hinch, who's plus 350. Quatrero's 6-1. Aaron Boone of the Yankees, 7-1. Steven Vogt of the Guardians, who are in first place, 7-1, and then Alex Cora of the Red Sox, plus 750. This is going to change a million times, but still, if you're talking about like the formula to win Manager of the Year, a team with low expectations nationally, team that won 56, if they have a special year and all of a sudden you take a 56-win team and get to 80 or something, you're going to have a great shot. You should be Manager of the Year.
Every single team you mentioned had more expectation than the Royals. People had more expectations for the Tigers, for the Guardians, for the Yankees, for the Orioles. All those teams that are inside the top five with them had more expectations placed upon them than the Royals. And I understand that some of that's a narrative. You're like, what, he gets to win the Manager of the Year because his team is supposed to be worse? Yes.
That's kind of how this goes.
It's
a Coach of the Year award in the NFL, you know, as you were saying.
Lowest expectations, biggest increase. That's a good way to give out Coach of the Year, in my opinion. Like, I think sometimes, like, I thought Andy Reid could have, I think you can make exceptions for it. Because Andy Reid had to deal with what was a useless wide receiver unit for 90% of the season last year and still took that team to a division title and all of those things. I would have given Andy, I thought that was a really good coaching job for me. Like, one of his better ones, and he's already one of the best coaches. But that was never going to get him enough. Man has too many expectations. Andy Reid can't win it unless they go 15-2?
Yeah, you got to win 15 or more games.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.